Bishop Patterson from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. You may reach me at Post Office Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023. You may also reach us by way of the World Wide Web at theapostolicfaith.org. Theapostolicfaith.org. Thank you for tuning in to this radio station at this time for the Whole Truth Radio broadcast.
Grace to give you praise and thanks for your holy name. Thank you, Lord God, today for the angel in the land. Thank you, Lord God, for being in the only plan of salvation. Thank you, Lord God, for having a mind to hear the word, Lord God, as it goes forth before the man of God. We ask you, Lord God, that the word go out, that some honest soul would hear, obey, be baptized in Jesus' name. Come run for their lives, my Lord, while it's called day. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you. We ask you, Lord God, to blot out our transgressions. Watch over us. Count us worthy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, who is God Almighty. We'll give you the praise, the honor, and the glory in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, who is God Almighty, where without end. Amen.
Oh, choir singing "The Devil Is Busy."
Sometimes the blood, yeah. Said you were willing to fight the fight.
Hold on.
You said you were willing to run the race. Well, that requires that you deny yourself. It requires that you pick up your cross and bear it yourself. Don't look for no help from your neighbor. They're too busy bearing their own cross. This is Bishop Patterson coming to you from the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. You hear many using the same name. You have many trying to make the same claim. But I can guarantee and I can certify God has spoken by them. This is the church that is called by his name. And this is the church of his faith. We are willing to run on to see what the end might be. Even if some turn aside and go back as a dog goes back to his vomit, I'm willing to run on and see what the end might be. I'm willing to go if I have to go by myself. I'm willing to run on even in sickness. I'm willing to run on even if my hip is out of joint. I'm willing, Lord, to run on. I made you a vow that I wouldn't turn back. I made you a vow that I am willing, no matter how the temptations may be, no matter how hard the test, I am willing to go on. What a reward you have in store for me and them that are willing. Willing to run on, run this race with patience, to see what the end will be, to see what the end will be. What about that city? What about that city that John saw coming down? What about that city, Lord? I'm willing to inherit the city. I am willing to inherit the city. Therefore, I must bear this heavy cross of life. You know, it's not easy. Can you imagine how difficult it was for the Lord to suffer on the cross for thee? Not just one nail, not just two nails, but they nailed my Lord to a cross. They nailed my Lord to a cross. They didn't stop at that. They gave him a crown of thorns and placed it on his head. He said, I've given my back to the smiters. I've given my face for them that want to spit. I won't turn my face from them. And he said, like manner, you are going to be hated of the people in the world for my name's sake. When you say, I am willing to follow Christ, get ready for your life to be full of trials, temptation, sickness. But you've got to be willing to endure until the end. You said you were willing.
Deny the flesh.
Lord,
the things that feel comfortable,
Lord,
that you think is the will of God,
Lord,
and you know is against the word, you got to deny.
Lord,
you said you were willing.
Lord,
he died,
Lord,
to give you salvation.
Lord,
and they reached up and pierced,
Lord,
in the side. And here comes,
Lord,
salvation running down, blood and water,
Lord,
staining the ground on Calvary,
Lord,
so that you could have a right,
Lord,
to the tree of life.
Lord,
he didn't leave it for Abraham,
Lord,
to sacrifice his only son.
Lord,
he waited until he,
Lord,
bared a son of himself,
Lord,
and say, I'll sacrifice him,
Lord,
on the altar for all mankind.
Lord,
Abraham, there's a ram.
Lord,
you go get the ram that's,
Lord,
in the thistle. But I got a son,
Lord,
that I'm going to put on a cross.
Lord,
and I'm going to have him share
blood
for them.
Lord,
to say, I am willing,
Lord,
to follow after you.
Lord,
he said, now take up.
Lord,
take up your cross.
Lord,
come on, follow me.
Lord,
take up your cross and follow me.
Lord,
are you willing?
Lord,
are you willing?
Lord, willing?
Are you willing?
Lord, willing?
There are so many people,
Lord,
think they are serving God,
Lord,
and won't deny themselves.
Lord,
you said you weren't worthy.
Lord,
because see, you say,
Lord,
I can raise my hand and make,
Lord,
a decision.
I'm,
that is not what the word says.
Lord,
you've got to deny that.
Lord,
and take up your cross and follow,
Lord,
me. As I follow Christ,
Lord,
The Bible says repent. And be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You got to be willing. You got to be willing. When someone say, let me pray, the sinner's prayer, and if you really believe in your heart, you are saved. You got to deny that. And be willing to take up your cross. When people pick at you because you say, I am going to dress apostolically. I intend to cover my nakedness and not look like the world. I intend on denying this flesh so I can follow my Lord. He wasn't pleasing to look upon. But see, they rather have. They rather have. They rather have. They rather have. Rather than have him. You say, I rather have him than anything. And you're saying you're willing. From your mouth to God's ear. And by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned.
Lord, I'm
get behind me.
Get behind me, Satan.
Get thee
behind me, for God has a reward
for
me.
There's a reward for me.
God
has a reward
for me.
Said you were willing. I pray for you. No one's going to tell you, and neither am I, that the road to salvation is easy. It's not. Salvation for you was suffering. What does he expect from you? He said, follow me.
Follow me. Follow
you got to deny mother, father, brother, sister. And most of you, and then yourself. And most of you have had an experience. When the Lord said there would be a separation, father went one way, mother went another. Sister went one way, brother went another. Friend went one way, enemy went another. And half a lot of your enemies followed you. So you can say, I've got to love them no matter what they do to me. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
But you see, that ain't nothing but scripture. There are going to be two at the mill. One's going to be taken. The other one's going to be left there. You've got to work. But you said, Lord, I'm willing. Are you truly willing? There are a lot of people that play church. Not willing, though. All it is lip service. I truly love the Lord. I truly love the Lord. I heard a woman preaching, and she said, you know, women can't preach to their husbands. And her husband, the co-pastor. And they amening. Now, if she can't preach to her husband at home, how is she going to preach to him in church? Won't deny. She said, well, God called me to preach. You better try that spirit. I would deny that. And take up your cross and follow the word. It said, I suffer not a woman to teach or usurp authority over the man.
I got a wonderful letter from a, what was the man? Was he a, he called himself a bishop. He's out in Eugene, Oregon. Heard the word preached. And he said, I preach with the anointed power of God. I know that. So why don't you come on? He said, I remind him of Bishop S.C. Johnson. Had heard anybody preach like that. Well, why are you still sitting at home? He has D.D. Ph.D. behind his name, so I guess he has a Doctor of Divinity from some seminary. But we get this by revelation. Deny that. Take up your cross and follow me as I follow Christ. Come out of the seminaries. Close them down and burn them down. They ain't doing no good. All it is man teaching man what they think they know about God. Deny it. They raise little children and say, oh, I'm going to raise him to be a preacher. You are. God is not going to raise him. Deny that. You take up your cross and follow me. This word is going throughout the world. Can you imagine? Even touching Oregon. That's an answer to a prayer. When the man of God, before he died, he looked at the United States and looked over in the area of Wyoming and Oregon and Utah and said, this is where our work is.
He said so.
He said, my Lord, look at the labor. But the laborers are few. Where you go? Where you deny yourself? If it comes down to you going out to Oregon, going to Utah, where the Mormons have their foot, are you willing to deny yourself to go and give your back to the smiters? And don't turn your face from them that shall spit upon you. But I'm thinking now of the question, Zechariah 13:6. He said, where did you get these wounds in your hands? Well, I got them from the house of my friends. My. But he was willing to go to his friend, and they didn't want him. Are you willing? Are you willing?
And one shall say unto him,
yes.
Where are these wounds in thy hands?
Where you get these wounds from in your hands?
Then he shall answer,
it came to pass.
Those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends.
Friends. The Bible told you your enemy was of your own house. Here he is in the house of his friend. And they wounded him. Are you willing? When you sit up there and hear Rare preach that lie, are you willing to stay there? Even if he calls himself an apostle, he tells you God never died. He is a liar from the pit of hell. If he didn't die, we're in trouble. There is no resurrection.
No salvation.
Is there resurrection?
I believe it.
You got to deny that. Because, see, you think it's right. Pick up the cross because they're going to pick at you. But you got to say, I'm going to where the whole truth is preached about what God did. Get revelation for me. Because, see, folks in the religious world say, oh, he said God died. He sure did. I know God was a spirit. But he said, I have the power to lay down my life.
No man take it from
me. He can't take it from me. I lay it down. I lay it down for the lamb, for the little sheep. And I have the power to
take it again.
Take it up. Now, I believe John. John was in the spirit. And the spirit of God came to him and said, I am Alpha and I am Omega, the beginning and the ending. But in Revelation, the first chapter, the 17th verse, and John said, when I saw him, you can't tell me there's only one spirit. Amen. The spirit of God in heaven. Now, if you got two or three, there's a problem. There's only one God. And see, you can't know that the Lord is God unless it's by the Holy Ghost. So if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're not going to believe what I'm saying anyway. And if our gospel be hid, it is hid to all you folks that are already lost. And you're not really willing to deny yourself.
Amen.
Not willing to hear. But see, now you heard that false prophet say, God never died. He said it three times. Mm-hmm. But listen, at the beginning of his broadcast, he said, God died. I say, this can't be the same broadcast that he said he died. And 10 to 15 minutes later, God never died.
Amen. I heard it.
And the thing is, they were among you. God never died. Then what hope do we have that we can be resurrected like he was?
Amen.
See, he came out of the grave.
Yes, he did.
And he made his scriptures known to his apostles.
Open it up.
He doesn't know. Come out. Because some are false apostles. But he said in the 17th verse of first Revelation.
And when I saw him.
And when I saw him, I fell at his feet.
As dead.
As dead.
And he laid his right hand.
I feared him that I saw. Because I knew he had the power. I knew he had the keys to the bottomless pit. I fell at his feet.
As dead.
As a dead.
And he laid his right hand upon me.
He put the hand of power upon me.
His right hand.
The right hand.
Hallelujah. Saying unto me.
Word.
Fear not.
Don't you fear.
I am the first.
I am the first.
And the last.
I am the last.
I am he.
I am that one that was on the cross. I am the one that was on the cross.
And was dead.
Died.
And behold.
But behold, after the third day.
Hallelujah. I'm alive forever.
I am now alive forevermore.
Amen.
Who was that?
Jesus.
Dead.
I am he that liveth.
I am he. I'm the same one.
I am.
The beginning and the ending. I am.
I am he.
I am. Who shall I tell them sent me? I am sent me.
I am
he.
That liveth.
That liveth.
And was dead.
Not dead now.
Was dead.
But I was a dead.
And behold. I'm alive.
Now I have a hope that if God was able to be risen from the dead, so can I.
Hallelujah.
I have that hope that I shall be coming, changed, coming out of the grave. You can't hold me down. I am a child of God. And when the trumpet shall sound,
hallelujah. I'm arise.
I'm getting up. Because I'm going to be just like him. He died. I ain't got to die that death but once. And I can live
forevermore.
Forevermore.
Amen.
Do you have that hope? Amen. You say, I don't have to die. If I die now,
no more.
That's it. I ain't got to die no more.
And have the keys of
hell. I have the keys
of hell.
See, that's where that false prophet's gone who told that lie. Just throw him in because God hates liars as much as I hate liars. Put him in, Lord. Put him in. I have the keys
of hell.
Of hell.
And of death.
But what keys did he give his apostles?
Keys of the kingdom.
I ain't got to worry about sending nobody to hell. He got those keys. He worried about them. I'm trying to get you in the kingdom. I am using the keys, the word, to get you into the kingdom. He got the keys for the bottomless pit.
And have the keys.
Now, where you want to go? I got the keys. Let's go. That means you got to deny yourself. When you say, well, oh, I don't know if I should move now or not,
then Jesus,
I advise you
his disciples,
to move.
Hey,
Jesus said to his disciples,
if any man will come after me,
if you want to come after me,
let him deny himself.
Deny yourself.
And take up his cross and follow
me. Let his
me.
Flesh say, ooh, don't do that. Let's not do that yet. Let's say we're striving to strive. Let's say we got a short coming. Deny yourself.
Matthew 16.
Deny yourself.
Then Jesus said unto his disciples,
I'm praying for you. Yes.
If any man will come after me.
Come after me.
Let him deny himself.
Let him deny himself.
And take up
his cross. And take up
his cross.
His cross.
And follow me.
A cross is not a happy thing.
His cross.
Take up your cross.
And follow me.
Lord, where'd you go? I went to the house of my friends.
And was wounded.
Trying to say, follow me.
And whosoever will save his life.
You want to save your life?
Shall lose it.
You're going to lose it. Because he got the keys.
He said so.
He got the keys to hell. He said you're going to lose your life.
And whosoever will lose his life for my sake.
If you lose your life for my sake.
Shall find it.
You're going to find it.
For what is a man profited?
You gain all this stuff in the world.
For if he shall gain the whole world.
But your soul is lost.
And lose his own soul.
You say, I'm not willing to go through the pain of life. I made the Lord a promise. I got to take it back, Lord. He says, it's better not
to make a battle.
It is better not to make it. Amen. It is not good to begin walking in the way of truth. And don't count the cost of how long you're going to have to suffer till you get
to the end.
To the end. And when you've done all you can do, he said, now unto him
that is able. Hallelujah.
That is able. You've come to the end. And you say, Lord, where do I go from here? My heart is aching. My feet are swollen. My head hurts. Where do I go from here? He said, take up your cross Come on, follow me. Who did he have to help him? He cried out, Lord, why are you forsaken me?
My God.
Somebody's got to die here. Are you willing? Are you truly willing?
Luke 14, 26.
Saints, are you truly willing?
If any man come after me.
If you're going to come after me.
And hate not his father.
Hate not father. Daddy say, I'm going to stay. He about as bad as it was in Gideon. I'm going to stay. Fearful. Not to follow truth. If you can't hate father
and mother,
hate your mother
and wife and
hello
and children.
Back up.
If any man come after me,
I didn't write it.
Luke 14, 26.
These are God's words. And you say, I believe God. These are his words.
If any man come after me, and hate not his father, and mother, and wife, and children,
and
brethren,
and sisters,
yea, and his own life also.
You got to even hate your own life.
He cannot.
You won't.
Be my disciple.
Be God's disciple. You're not worthy of him. But you know the Bible said the preaching of the cross is foolishness.
To them that perish.
To them that perish. So if you don't believe what I'm saying, he got the keys. My keys are to a better place. A place that John saw coming down. And if any man is willing, just knock.
I'll open.
The door shall be open. We have a pool filled with water. And we have the way of baptism. We don't use the titles. We use the name that have all power.
Use the power.
After you feel sorry that you've been a sinner for so long, and you just found out that God got the keys to hell and you don't want to go, you better run to me. You better run. If you're in Oregon, Arizona, California, England, China or Australia, in the backwoods of any part of huge Africa, you better run.
I am he that liveth.
God said, I am he. Folks talking about God didn't die.
And was dead.
Oh, it's all right. But now that you come to the knowledge to realize why he died. He died for you.
Thank the Lord.
If he had not, there would be no way of salvation for us. You couldn't have it. You couldn't have it. Now, though, you can. And you can call Abraham father. You seeing something Abraham and them wished to see. Amen. Hearing things they wished to hear. Here you have the opportunity to have God walking in you when he walked with them. He's in you.
Thank the Lord.
I am he.
I am he.
I am he.
That liveth.
You better come on and be baptized in water. In the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And if you're sorry, nobody gonna have to beat you up against the pole or beat you up. We don't believe in any signs of physical force. You just be persuaded in your own mind. But I tell you this, there are some people who were persuaded in their mind to murder. And they did. They're in jail. But here I am standing
with the key.
With the keys to everlasting life. And you rather wait and see God. And he's going to have the keys to hell. He said, well, you missed the door. It's too late. My key is going to take you to hell. You didn't see my man? I left it in their charge. He that heareth you
heareth me.
All right. You don't hear, not hear. You keep your ears closed, you hear? But I tell you one thing, if you get in God's kingdom at all, God has not spoken by me. Now see if you get in. See if you get in now. If you don't think I know what I'm talking about, you pray and ask God.
Matthew 16:19.
Yes.
And I will give unto thee.
I'm going to keep the keys to hell. But I'm going to give unto thee
the keys of the kingdom
of heaven.
And whatsoever.
Well, thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Whatsoever.
Whatsoever.
Thou shalt bind on earth.
I've got to do that according to the word.
Shall be.
But the power is here. Whatsoever. Whatsoever.
Thou shalt loose on earth.
Thank the Lord.
Shall be loosed in heaven.
That's why the Lord has to afflict his prophets. We'll fly away from here with power like that. He has to keep us humble. At the foot of the cross and give us folks who say, well, Bishop, is I wrong? Come on. Don't wait to see God and you're not going to meet him in peace. Don't try to meet him and say, well, Lord, you never died. You were a spirit. Mm-hmm. I was. But I took on flesh, and I taste death. Why did I do all of that? For you. And you are not willing to deny yourself. And when you have a little toe ache and you miss and hit, ooh, it just hurts for a little while. Suffer it. Keep moving. And I know some of you say, well, Lord, my burdens are so heavy. They are. You sung the song, if I do like. My Lord say do.
Everything.
Deny yourself and follow me. If I do like. My Lord say do.
If I do it.
Suffer for my name's sake, do like. My Lord, say do. The yoke gonna be easy. And he said his burdens were light.
Said so.
But you got to deny yourself. Are you willing?
Amen.
He said in Matthew, the 11th chapter and the 29th verse, take my yoke upon you. You deny yourself. Take my yoke.
Amen.
And come learn of me. Learn that I died, but now I am alive forevermore. Learn who I am.
For I am meek.
I am meek.
And lowly.
I'm not high and mighty. I don't have to ride around in limousines waving. I don't have to have these huge churches with gold and silver. God is not in temples made with hands. He's walking around right here. Amen. I got the keys, you know. Amen. All right. I am meek and lowly
in heart. And you shall find rest unto your souls.
Someone said they had a temporary resting place. That's their problem. They sat down to rest. And found a place that they can celebrate 3 years of resting. That's their problem. They sat down. But see, you got to go on to the end. He has the rest for you. That's an eternal rest. Don't rest here. Because when you sit down, the next thing you know, the church is going to be 15 to 20 years down the road. And you got to run like the dickens to catch up. Amen. Peradventure, God have mercy, you'll catch up. But you got to deny yourself. Amen. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls.
For my yoke is easy.
For my yoke is easy.
And my burden.
And my burden.
Is light.
The burden I'm going to put upon you, you'll be able to bear it. Amen. I'm going to help thee.
It's light.
It's going to be a light burden. But see, when the temptations of life get on you, and you don't learn how to cast all of your cares
on him,
for he carries. You'll be burdened down with his light burdens and then the heavy burdens of life. But all you have to do is trust in him. That's all you have to do. But you got to deny yourself. You got to deny yourself.
Amen.
And when you began to feel the pains of life as you're bearing your cross, and Satan come and say, come down from there. Come down from there. Save yourself. Don't utter a sound. I've got to bear this cross. Because if I die with this cross, salvation is at the end of this cross. You know, the devil is going to say, don't bear that. Put that cross down. You don't have to bear that. Stay up there. Suffer like your Lord did. And they told him, even the elders and the scribes mocked him. Come down from there. You saving other people, save yourself.
Amen.
He wouldn't. There came an hour where darkness covered. And by the ninth hour, and the thunder and the earthquakes, it was finished. He said, now, beloved, ye are now the sons of God. Deny yourself and bear your cross. Bear it. And when your enemy or your friends say, don't bear that. I wouldn't. Girl, if I was you, I wouldn't do that. You say, yes, I shall. And I shall bear it like my Lord bared it.
Amen.
And I will bear this cross. He prayed, let the cup pass. Pray that prayer. But keep the cup. Not the cup of the devil. Drink from the cup of the Lord. Because the devil is busy.
Amen.
Trying his best to get you off of that cross. He's busy trying to devour you. And if he can, he's got another one that he can carry to hell. But it won't be nobody's fault but your own. Nobody's fault but your own. Come to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, where there's salvation. Teach you how to deny yourself and follow after Christ. Come. We will baptize you in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. Devil is truly busy. He's trying to devour you. Trying to turn you around. Don't let him.
I won't give in. No, no.
You choose to fight. Because if you can win, if you can win, there is a reward for you. The devil is busy trying to conquer.
Thank you for tuning in to the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith radio broadcast. Join us where everyone will be uplifted, young and old. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org.